A blessed day, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Join me every Wednesday for a few minutes of studying and reflecting on God's words here on Bible Chismes Podcast. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 5 of our Bible Chismes on a weekly basis podcast. And so today we're going to talk about the witness of the Spirit and the witness of the Word. So far, our discussion brings another question, right? So after all the things that we've talked about the Bible being historically and scientifically accurate, and the truths that the Bible is teaching us, how can we know if we are truly believing at this moment, right? That's a very essential question when it comes to our faith, because really, how do you know if naniniwala ka na talaga or it's just in your head, right? So there is this passage here from 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. And you will see the verses that I will talk about here in the show notes, don't worry, of the podcast. So 1 John chapter 3, verse 24 says, "The one who keeps his commands remains in him and he in him. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he has given us." Okay, so there are two questions there. First is, what are the... Actually, just one question, pero meron kang two answers. So, what are two ways that we can know that we are believing in Jesus according to that passage? Right? So, first, we know that He's in us and we're in Him, in God, if we keep His commands. And if He remains in us, is from the Spirit He has given us. So if we are also with the Spirit. So it says here, the witness of the Spirit. First, there is the witness of the Spirit. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. That's in 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. The witness of the Spirit is not an emotional feeling. Because most of the time we confuse our emotions, our feelings with what we believe in, right? And that's vastly, known and practiced today. When we listen to music, when we watch movies, the things that we see, the things that we listen to, the things that we hear, it stirs up our emotions, right? It triggers us to decide on something, right? Not just on marketing, like for example, someone's telling you, "Hey, ang bango-bango nitong pabango to, you should try it so that you will feel confident in yourself, or it will boost your self-esteem, or something like that." And you will say, "Well, why don't I try that?" Sometimes there's also some triggering movies that we can see, like someone's oppressing this person, and so you will say, "Hey, stop bullying, which is, just fine. Bullying is really not right. But sometimes the borderline between bullying and, correcting someone from doing something wrong is sometimes napagpapalit-palit. So, sometimes wala nang boundaries eh. Sometimes, yung emotions na lang natin yung nagda-drive ng ating reasoning. Most of the time, it happens that way. Okay? So, the witness of the Spirit is the Holy Spirit speaking to your human spirit with a quiet confidence that you belong to Jesus Christ. It is an inner awareness that those who are saved know they are. And second is the witness of the Word. So the second witness is the witness of the word. This is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, Jesus. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That's from 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 13. The scripture is given to us that we may know these things, that if we have Jesus, we will have life. If not, then we have no life. That is the confidence of the word. The witness of the Spirit and the witness of the word give us this glad certainty. Diba? Once you believe in Jesus and you stick to that, you will have life. If you have never received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you actually may do so right now. By an act of faith, trust him to save you. It's easier said than done, right? There will be circumstances that will drive us to either believe or not believe. But right now, I implore you, I ask you to weigh your options. Actually, not weigh, but look into the truths that Jesus has been teaching us all throughout, from the Old Testament up to the New Testament. Because he is ready and willing and will do it this very moment to accept you if you will trust in him. Don't look for a sign and don't ask for a feeling. But hey, I feel like, okay, so I'll believe you right now because I feel like doing it. And if you don't feel like doing it, if you don't feel like trusting in God, then you're not going to do it. So because, you know, humans are prone to errors. Humans are wicked. Humans are not perfect. Okay, and so if we trust our emotions about our faith, then I don't think we will go anywhere. But if we trust in God's words, and God's words is faithful, God's words is perfect, if we trust in that, then we will have life, because that's what he promised us. Now, there's a question here. Have you ever called on Jesus to save you and be your Lord? Have you ever done that in your life? It's one thing to think about, you know. If you answered no, you can receive salvation right now. Okay, I think on my first podcast, the very first episode of the podcast, I've talked about how to become a Christian and what every Christian should know. So maybe you want to check out the first episode if you haven't yet. I'll also link in the description. I'll put the link in the description or in the show notes of this episode. Okay. And if you answered yes to that question, on what promise from God's word in Acts chapter 2, verse 21, can you stand? So grab your Bible. Let's go to chapter 2, verse 21 of Acts, and we'll talk about that in just a few moments. And we are back. So let's go ahead and read now chapter 2, verse 21 of Acts. It says here, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So there's our question earlier. If you answered yes to the question, have you ever called on Jesus to save you and be your Lord? If you answered yes to that, on what promise from God's word in that verse we just read, Acts 2, verse 21, can you stand? And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Okay, so that's something to think about for you, right? For all of us, if we are really going to think about, you know, deepening our faith and making sure that we really believe. It's not just based off our emotions that, hey, I felt you today, Lord, something like that. And then tomorrow, if you don't feel like it, then you're not gonna believe in God, right? So if you are saved and you have doubts, don't look back to some past experience. Ask yourself this very moment, am I trusting Jesus? Because if not, trust him right now. Okay, if you are trusting, there will be genuine birthmarks in your life. There will be a desire to obey his commandments. There will be a love for his people. It will come naturally. You don't need to force it. And there will be a quiet confidence witnessed by the Holy Spirit and the Bible that you belong to him. There will be no more feeling of pleasing people. There will be no more feeling of, I need approval from other people. I need them to accept me. No, there will be no feeling like that anymore. Because you will now live to please God, right? So, okay, so let's go ahead and read on Adrian Rogers' testimony, personal testimony, because he wrote this book and he has his personal testimony here. He says, as a young teen, I gave my heart to Christ, but I did not have it explained to me, as I have explained it to you. Actually, me too. As a teenager, I grew up as a Catholic. I studied in a Catholic school. And most of the things that is taught there about Jesus isn't as clear, because we also talked about saints, also talked about some rituals and, you know, how are those are essential. And those are not in the Bible. So there's really confusion going on there. And I'm really glad that I'm able to, like, really see and get to know Jesus on a deeper level. I'm glad somebody shared, you know, the gospel to me in this way. And I hope right now, listening to this podcast, if you don't believe in Jesus, if you have doubts, I urge you to please listen to the first episode and also to other episodes of Christian Podcasters so that you will be enlightened. And you will have, like, clarity. There will be no more confusion for you about your salvation, about your faith, about what Jesus can do for you. Because he's already done it at the cross. Nothing you can do can ever save you from damnation, from eternal damnation. See Jesus alone. Nothing else. My favorite verse, Acts chapter 4, verse 12, will also tell you that. No other name under heaven given to mankind, for which we must be saved. I think it's what it says. But yeah, you can also read that verse. No other, no saints, no person, not even you, can save you. Only Jesus can. Okay. And so Adrian Rogers, Pastor Adrian Rogers, says here, for some months I was up and down. I didn't know whether I was lost and the Holy Spirit had me under conviction, or I was saved and the devil was trying to make me doubt it. I had walked my girlfriend home and stopped at the corner of Calvin Avenue and 39th Street in West Palm Beach, Florida. I wanted to get it settled. I looked up into the starry sky, wanting to look into the face of God. I said, oh God, I don't have assurance. I am going to get it settled tonight, once and for all, now and forever. I prayed this way, Lord Jesus, with all my heart, I trust you to save me. I don't look for a sign. I don't ask for a feeling. I stand in your word, and you cannot lie. I trust you to save me. And he says, I continued to pray, Lord, if I was saved before, this can take it away. But if I wasn't, I am driving down a peg tonight. This settles it forever. And then after that prayer, he says, a river of peace started to flow in my heart. I didn't get that same kind of experience as Pastor Adrian, but I felt the same way too. not as a teenager, but already as a mom, was overwhelmed with so many things. You know, I felt drained. I felt exhausted already at, you know, one point in my life. I have 5 kids, and I, you know, back then I didn't have a job, so I don't have my own money. And I got really tired of doing monotonous things over and over, doing household chores, taking care of the kids. I don't have any outlet to, like, really, because I have passions too, but I don't have time for that. I didn't have time for that back then. It was such chaos back then. And I don't even have time to study the Word of God, because it felt like, you know, I don't have time. I don't have enough time. But then it occurred to me that during that very, very low moment in my life, I wanted to really give up already. I started praying, and that's when I really felt the genuine peace coming from God. You know, that kind of peace that I've experienced, I also want other people to experience that. Like, because if you really, truly surrender yourself to God, you've given yourself to Him at that moment in your life, that kind of peace, no one can ever take that away, and no one can ever match that. Not even, you know, the love of your life, your husband, your family. Yes, they can give you, you know, love. They give you a home. But the kind of peace that comes from God, it's, wow. It's more than what humans can ever give you. So I really pray that everyone who will believe and will, like, truly surrender and believe in God will really have the kind of experience, because that's when you really will truly, you know, have that conviction, that commitment to get to know Jesus deeper. And I think that's a conviction of the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit working in you, in us, you know, so that we can, like, no matter what happens, we will stick to Jesus. We'll stick with Jesus. And so there's just a few more questions here for us. It says here, read chapter 1, verse 12 of 2 Timothy. And let's go ahead and fill in these blanks. I'm going to put this in the show notes as well of this podcast. So there's just some questions here. And then, you know, we're going to go ahead and just answer that. Just so you know, we can test our faith. We can really, like, you know, make sure. Because I'm pretty sure that you have doubts as well. Is it really true? I mean, am I doing the right thing? Trusting God, trusting Jesus, and things like that. So it's very important that we answer these questions. And we have to be really sure. Because, you know, only Jesus can give us this assurance of salvation. No one else can. No one else can. No human being, no dead person can ever give us this assurance of salvation. Only Jesus can give this to us. So I really hope that this particular episode helps us with, you know, our venture, our journey to get to know Jesus deeper. And it's really nice to, like, you know, really ponder and go back to how I really got convicted, really truly believed in Jesus, and surrendered to Him and accepted Him as my personal Lord and Savior. It was such a really peaceful and nice, you know, encounter. Like, all the burdens of my life are gone, because I trust all my circumstances to God already. So, you know, if you feel that way, if you feel overwhelmed, just cast your burdens to the Lord. Siya na ang bahala niya, so that you can also perform your duties as a follower, as His follower, and that is to share His goodness to everyone. And that's actually why I started this podcast, because I really felt that peace, that kind of experience with Jesus. And I feel like, you know, I want you all to also believe the same thing. I want you all to experience that same peace that I experienced too, and that have that salvation that only Jesus can give. Because, you know, at the end of the day, only those who believe will be saved. Right? If this is our faith, this is something that we believe in, we have to be sure of it as well. And based off of human history and science, the Bible really is accurate. And if it is accurate, then everything that's in it is also accurate. And Jesus is also accurate. He's true. So everything that's happened to Him in the past, His ancestors in the past, they are true. So if they're true, then why will we doubt believing in Jesus, right? So I hope this serves as an encouragement to you, brothers and sisters in Christ. If you're not a believer yet, I ask you to please think about this. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will also work in you. So you'll also get to know Jesus and have that salvation that only Him, that only He can give, okay? So thank you so much for being with me and for listening to this podcast. I really hope that you got inspired and got encouraged. Stay tuned for our episode 6. And yeah, I'll see you again in our 6th episode. So choose to be kind, choose to love, and always remember, God loves you so very much.